Hey, and welcome back to another episode of the Sam Smith Audio Show. It's great to do a new podcast episode, and it's awesome to be back. Today I want to talk about legalization of marijuana and things like that here in Arkansas in my home state. Last year, the vote for medical marijuana passed last year, and they're actually building a dispensary for that right down the road from the house. So I never thought that I would see that happening here in Arkansas with even medical marijuana, just because of, you know, this is we have so many old people that are stuck in their ways and just really one-sided, opinionated people here that I just never saw it coming. I didn't think it would pass, but it did, and it gave me hope that they would at least they would decriminalize it altogether or something like that, because right now this is the laws on it are ridiculous. Less than 4 ounces of weed on a first offense is a Class A misdemeanor, which is 1 year of jail time and a $2,500 fine for less than 4 ounces. Okay, that is so ridiculous. And it's not right. I don't think it's right, especially when you have things like alcohol that are perfectly legal. You know, you got people going and buying K2 from head shops and things like that. That's just fine, you know. But marijuana is a horrible, horrible thing. And for some reason, I have a suspicion that half of the people that think this is, they probably go home and get drunk every single night. I guarantee you they go home and drink beer, some kind of alcoholic beverage every night to cope with their stressful day and things like that. And more people die and have health problems every year from alcohol than they do from marijuana. I mean, weed is not that big of a deal to me. I don't think I don't think it's that big of a deal. If anything, I think that easing up on the outlook on weed and the laws on it and stuff here in Arkansas, I think it would probably help the economy more than anything. It would open up a new range of jobs for all kinds of people all over the state. It would open up a whole new tax bracket and stuff like that, which could be used. The taxes on it could be used for fixing up our roadways and going towards our schools, our educational system, and things like that. And I mean, we could really use that stuff. It would be a really good thing to decriminalize it altogether, or just all together, you know, make it just legal all the way around would be great. Which a guy named Robert Reed proposed a ballot to legalize it altogether, which Attorney General Rutledge rejected the full marijuana legalization ballot initiative. This is all this according to the Arkansas Times. The proposed Arkansas hemp and cannabis amendment would allow the cultivation, manufacturing, distribution, sale, possession, and use of cannabis, and all products derived from the cannabis plant is permitted in every geographic area of each and every county of this state. The legislator could regulate weed but not prohibit its use or sale. And of course they're gonna deny that here in Arkansas. I mean, you know, it's just, there's just, I don't know, even if they did pass it to go on the ballot and let the citizens of the natural state vote on it themselves and decide if it should be legal or illegal or whatever here in Arkansas. Would, I don't know that there would be enough people for the legalization of marijuana versus the people that are like, hell no, we don't want that legal, you know, which is stupid, because they're just downing weed and trashing weed. Meanwhile, they're getting drunk as hell, and every night, stuff like that. And I know I'm from this state. This is my opinion based on the people that I see, that all the people that I see that are against marijuana, you know, they have some other kind of vice that they, you know, rely on for stress, to relieve stress from their, you know, heavy work schedules and things like that, you know. And it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous because they're so one-sided, and half of them have never smoked weed before in their lives, and they have all these crazy opinions though. You know, it's going to make you grow an extra toe or an extra freaking limb or whatever. And it's retarded, you know. It's not, marijuana isn't, I don't feel like it's going to affect our crime rate or anything like that by legalizing it. Actually, I think by legalizing it, we'll have less people in jail, we'll have less crime on the street, less gang violence over, you know, turf wars and things like that, where they can sell their weed and stuff, you know. It would completely cut out the criminal, you know, we would see a lot less crime. There wouldn't be as much criminal activity on the streets just by legalizing marijuana. You know, and like I said, it would be good for the, you know, schools and things like that, because of the taxes on, we put those taxes towards fixing roadways, which really need to be fixed. I mean, there's roads around my area here in the central Arkansas area that are just completely trash. I mean, pothole after pothole. I've seen potholes in the middle of the road that I've had to swerve out of the way of multiple times because they look like they would take your tire and rim it all completely off your car if you hit the damn things, you know? And you're set. So, and you know, people don't look at the, you know, things that we could use those extra tax dollars towards fixing, you know, and people don't look at the, you know, how it would lower the crime rate in Little Rock and Pine Bluff especially, could use that, you know. It's just ridiculous. I hope that one day people will wake up and, see marijuana as a you know, less harmful substance than what it is, and stop giving it such a bad rap, and just open their eyes up and educate themselves a little more on marijuana, and maybe even try it. Maybe that's what they need to do. Some people just need to try it for themselves instead of downing it when they don't even know the effects of it, you know, which are not that serious effects, you know. The worst side effect from it, I believe, is the munchies. You get hungry and you want to eat big. Well, that's not a big deal at all. But anyways, I hope that y'all enjoyed listening to my podcast. Thanks for tuning in. That's another short episode of the Sam Smith Audio Show. Like I said, it's good to be back. And I look forward to putting out more great content for you in the future. Thanks for tuning in. Peace out.